This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
No shit. All Sherlock, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keith.
And we are in your basement.
Are we?
Let us out of your basement.
Are basements regional in the United States? I feel like some houses don't have basements.
So there are places, like, I think in, because Mariah's from Miami,
They
can't have basements there because it's below sea level.
Same with Nolens.
Yeah.
They bury their dead in the sky.
They shoot them in t-shirt cannons.
Bye-bye.
At houses.
But yeah, where I'm from in Indiana, like, everybody had basements, and that's where you freaking hung out.
That's where you keep your guns and your tanks.
and their bombs.
I don't think England has basements.
Yeah, they do, but they call them dairy old flats.
Hey, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if we go back to the fun premise I had that we're in the listener's basement?
Sure.
Yeah, but
I just wanted to clarify who has basements.
Do you mind? Aaron, do they have basements in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Okay. Hey, we're in your basement.
And we're not going to do anything weird. We're just doing some laundry.
What happened was our machine broke.
Our machine broke.
Because we tried to wash a dog in it.
Yeah,
we put spaghetti in a washer.
All right, we're going to be really quiet. And then the next noise you hear from your basement is us.
Listen,
ready?
Listen. 1, 2. Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? That was us in your basement.
Was Aaron throwing a dog.
Penis. Got you guys.
Damn.
Everybody got you.
Y'all suckers.
Wow. You got us with the classic penis roast.
So speaking of Aaron. By the way,
that's my Starbucks order.
Speaking of Aaron.
Wait a minute.
Penis
what?
Roast?
Speaking of Aaron.
You want a light roast, a dark roast, or a penis roast?
Penis roast.
I like my roast like I like my penises.
Sweetener?
Aaron just gave me a look that honestly would work on me at a bar. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad and sorry.
I would have said cream, but sweetener works.
Yeah, sweetener.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm an old man puzzles, and I have some...
Middle-aged.
I have middle-aged puzzles. Oh, I'm young puzzles. How dare you?
Aaron acquiesced to middle age so easily.
She's like, yeah, that's nice. And then wait, oh.
Yeah. Aaron, you're canonically 19 years old.
Yeah. I have some listeners submitted. This is like warm-up riddles, but they're just like riddles. And then I have some bad news after that.
Ooh, aww. I'll take the bad news first,
nope.
Please.
And we're going to focus on the task at hand.
I want my ice cream for dinners.
A listener named Mark Stone, and he gave us permission to use his name.
Made-up name.
It's a made-up name. That's why we got permission. Sent us some riddles, and I'm going to do some of them. Not all of them. I'm going to save them because they're very, very good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And they're also like a little maddening in a way that I think you'll appreciate. Are you ready?
Yes, please. Fellas.
So they're about football?
Mm-hmm. Ready? I'm cute as a button.
Aaron.
They did it. They said it.
Aaron's soul just went up to heaven.
And her body's giving a monologue.
I'm cute as a button filled with rings. Music sings, visitor brings.
Cue's a button filled with rings?
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone.
Somebody's been married a few times.
Music sings, visitor brings.
Cell phone.
Music sings, visitor brings.
You bring up your cell phone. You drop
not
it in a bucket.
Phone.
iPhone, telephone.
Mm-hmm. I'm visitor brings.
Visitor brings.
I'm cute as a button filled with rings. Music sings. Visitor brings.
Keys. You drop your keys in the bowl if you visit the
sex
house.
Party,
sex
house.
Party. Fuck palace.
Eyes wide shut.
Fuck palace.
Visitor brings.
Visitor brings. So what would
pie, cake, sugar.
Full of rings.
Trees. Trees are full of rings.
Mm-mm.
Stumped.
Rings.
I'm stumped.
So it's cute as a button and it makes music.
Cute. Okay.
Jack in the Box.
It's an indication that a visitor.
Doorbell.
Yes.
Mm.
Doorbell is small and cute.
Yes.
As a button.
As a button.
Like Aaron. Filled with musical rings that only sound when a visitor presses it.
I would say that Aaron's small like a button.
I'm itty bitty like a little button.
And you swallow those rings.
I have a question.
Those apple rings?
Exactly. All right. So we are in an animated movie about three different buttons who fell off of a coat. Okay. And I want everyone to give me what their button voice is.
Okay. Who would you like to start?
Whoever feels inspired.
Oh, Adel wants to start.
I can't believe we fell off this coat. I landed face down in a puddle. And I got to say that I'm not feeling so hot. My back's got a crick in it.
All right, so you're the young, fun, sexy one.
That's exactly right. It's kind of a Shawn Mendes button.
JVC?
If I'm being honest, I can't even believe I was on the same coat as you.
Hugh Grant as a button. Aaron Keefe.
All right, well, I'm in between two different characters now.
Okay.
A little boy who's along for the ride and no one takes seriously, or the love interest.
Oh, I didn't know we could pull bullshit. Let's hear the little boy who's along for the ride.
I'm down here! I'm down here!
That's a little boy.
Yeah.
The love interest. Do you like how I'm a circle? That's a love interest.
Can we combine them into a little love interest?
I'm down here! Do you like that I'm a circle?
Perfect.
All right.
Wait, also, are they making an animated movie of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Are they?
Yeah, it's called The Little Love Interest.
Oh.
And we're not in it.
We're not in it.
We don't have any creative control either. If a
Jean-Claude Van Damme's playing all three of us.
Well, he can do the splits, so. Unlike Aaron.
If a lumberjack yells, timber, when a tree is cut down, what does the tree yell?
Fuck you!
The tree doesn't say anything because there's nobody in the forest to hear it.
My clever, throat.
No. Is it funny if a lumberjack chops on a tree and yells Tim Burton?
Oh, yeah.
Timber.
Is that something?
Oh, I'd like to see a scene.
No.
Great.
Adel, you're a lumberjack. JPC, you're a tree.
You want to see a scene?
Plaid.
JPC.
Yes, I'm a tree.
Tree. Adel, lumberjack.
Yep.
And you are just trying to convince him that, like, not today.
Mm-hmm.
Who? JPC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. Convincing you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just get my axe up here and chop it down.
Pardon me, sir. Are you to begin hitting this tree with the axe with the end? My name is the Lorax. I speak for this tree.
Gasoline, fire, match. Gun. Stab.
It's me, Danny DeVito.
Did it work? All right. If a lumberjack yells,
hold on. I need to see a quick award show.
Oh, my Kay. God.
And the nominees for best Hey Riddle scene of all time. The nominees are Lumberjack tries to cut down tree.
Cut to JPC just nodding knowingly in the audience.
Wearing just a sparkly bow tie and nothing else.
Aaron Keefe as Boston Superman.
We cut to Aaron Keefe in the audience. She's eating 4 pints of Ben & Jerry's with 1 spoon.
And a sparkly bow tie and nothing else.
And those are the only 2 nominees. And the winner is...
Adina Menzel.
Nadella Nazim.
The wickedly talented.
Oh, my God.
Nadella Nazim.
If a lumberjack yells timber. That's so funny. If a lumberjack yells timber when a tree is cut down, what does the tree yell?
Burr Tim.
Would you like a hint?
Yes.
You won't get the answer until you give up guessing.
Oh, boy. What? Okay.
I give up. Branch out. You stump me.
You stump me?
Stump me?
You stump me. I'm stumped.
Yep.
That's great.
Damn, y'all.
That's great.
That's a great. Mark Stone?
What's this guy's name? Mark Stone?
Isn't that an Audio Slave song?
Nice.
Are you ready for another one?
Yes. Yeah.
I enter hand in hand, yet seen with no one, and by the time you know I'm there, am past.
I enter hand in hand, am seen with no one by the time...
Germs.
Oh, a little gremlin.
Nope. I Germs enter is a hand good in hand, yet seen with no one, and by the time you know I'm there, am past.
Midnight.
Oh, it's going to be like a clock.
Midnight.
Hand in hand.
Noon.
Noon.
midnight.
Welcome to noon.
Welcome to noon. Welcome to noon. Oh, boy.
Isn't that an awesome one?
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's my favorite.
That's a really good
one. Was it Mike Stone or Mark Stone?
Mark Stone.
Mark Stone, if you are ever in Chicago, you have an open invitation to try and knock on one of our doors.
And Mike Snow, I think I bought one of your albums once.
Mark Stone.
And Snow Patrol, are you still around?
I did listen to a Snow Patrol concert from outside of a concert venue one time. They weren't. It's an open air concert.
What do you want,
venue.
A fucking thumbs up?
Don't know the music.
Don't
know the music.
I got another one.
Okay.
Can we make Mark an unofficial co-host?
Yes. Hello, Mark. Welcome. You get paid $5 a year, and you get paid in pennies that JBC throws at you. JBC.
This guy's getting double what I get? The fuck?
All right. This last one is from Paul Tucker, who's an improviser.
Okay.
He told me to call him P-Funk on the show, but I'm not going to do that, Paul Tucker.
Wow.
He is one of the nicest men in show business.
Do you know this person?
I know this person. He's great. Truly so kind, it makes you, like, not trust him. Because you go, like, no one's this nice.
I don't know him, and I don't trust him.
That's funny. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're on a planet the same size as Earth.
Earth 2.
The same distance
Paul,
from the sun.
Paul, this riddle sucks. Earth 2.
The planet has nothing on the surface.
Okay.
You're standing on one hemisphere and need to get to the other hemisphere.
It's probably Jupiter.
But on this planet, instead of an equator, there's a canyon with sheer cliffs that go all the way around the planet.
Got it. So there's
Jupiter. Jupiter.
It is 100 feet deep and 100 feet across.
Okay.
You have a bucket half full of water, an unlimited amount of rope, and three ladders, each 10 feet long. How do you get across?
You jump because in space there's no gravity.
That's a great answer, but not the answer.
Okay. There's a chasm 100 feet deep and 100 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get across.
Yes.
And it's the planet is the same size and shape as Earth. Got it.
JPC, can I see your orgasm face?
Orgasm.
When you have an orgasm?
Yeah, an orgasm. looks like meat's back on the menu. Oh, Legolas. yes. Okay. So, thank you. We got that out of the
thank
way.
Mm-hmm.
Three ladders, each 10 feet, unlimited supply of rope, and a bucket.
Half full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's a planet like Earth, but what was the other stipulation?
The three ladders are 10 feet long.
10 feet long.
And what was the beginning part? It's like Earth, but it's...
You're standing in one hemisphere and need to get the other hemisphere. But on the planet, instead of an equator, there's a canyon with sheer cliffs that go all the way around the planet. It is 100 feet deep and 100 feet across. You have a bucket half full of water, an unlimited amount of rope, and three ladders, each 10 feet long. How do you get across? Focus on the second half of this riddle.
Wait, if it's canyons all the way around, wouldn't that be like an isolated chunk in the middle so you could just walk across to the other hemisphere?
No.
No, it's like anywhere. In order to get to the other hemisphere, you have to cross a chasm that is 100 feet long and 100 feet
deep.
Isn't
this the plot to North?
Yes, this is. Yeah, it's literally. He stole
my hint for you is focus on the second half of this.
Which was
all of the planet stuff doesn't really matter.
Yeah, ropes and ladders.
So you have three ladders equaling 10 feet per.
Each 10 feet long.
Each 10 feet. So 30 feet a ladder,
mm-hmm.
My favorite Russell Crowe band. Unlimited rope, bucket half full of water.
Yep.
Oh, okay, and the planet...
You dip the ropes in water.
Spins.
Wait for it to freeze.
18,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You dip the ropes in the water?
Is this like a math thing?
Nope. And another hint is only one item matters.
The bucket of water.
No, it's the infinite rope.
The ladder. The rope. Hang yourself and get out of this riddle.
Oh, my God.
No. So can you... Am I supposed to use this rope to rappel down into the canyon?
Nope.
Hmm.
Oh, you tightrope walk.
Nope. There's one word that you're focused on.
Infinite. There cannot be an infinite amount of rope.
In this planet, there is.
Okay.
You throw it and catch the other end. It's gone all the way around the world. You tie it together and you walk it.
If there truly is an infinite amount of rope, I just fill the canyon with infinite rope and then walk across the rope.
Oh. And you said this guy is great?
Yeah, he did say, though, if you hate this, I totally understand.
Wow, that is a great thing.
He was super apologetic.
That's a super nice guy thing to say.
It's Paul Tucker. He's wonderful. He's also a listener of the show and is really kind and lovely.
Okay, well, Paul.
Can we make Paul a co-host?
Yeah.
Yep. So
we get paid $5 a year, and we get paid in pennies.
I will pelt you with 250 pennies if I ever meet you, Paul. And that is a compliment coming from
me. That's a JPC guarantee.
Mm-hmm. And that's a JBZ guarantee.
All right, so here comes the bad news. And oh, Adel, I'm going to put you in news. Charge of this.
What, so wait, JBZ, Adel knows the bad news?
Yes, yeah. So Aaron and I were doing World News the other night, and afterwards...
Wait, you guys changed the show and you were doing World News the other night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do tonight anymore. We wanted you out of the cast. We didn't want to confront you.
Yeah, this is a what's that Ben Folds song?
Where, oh, Brick.
Yeah, Brick. You guys aborted me.
Oh, Jesus.
No, the Join the Army with a band that reformed without me. Okay, it doesn't matter. People will know.
Are we ready to talk about the bad news?
Yeah.
Rhymes with Shashin Shivas.
Shories with Mishmals.
Shashin Shivas, Shories with Mishmals.
So the Discord crew that's on
can
our...
Can we call them Discord assholes?
Well, yes.
Okay, the Discord assholes.
We'll call them Discorderlies.
Okay.
This is your Discorderly review.
They banded together. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is from the Patreon. The Discord people on the Patreon. They banded together. They put together some money, which mm-hmm. this had to be a healthy chunk of change because these are all brand new books, fresh off the press. And they bought us 14 or 15 more books in the series Stories with Holes by Nathan Levi.
Oh, boy.
Holy crap. We have a billion.
Stories with Holy's crap. So Kelly P. dropped those off for us. And it says here, we got a little card that says, because your tomfoolery gives us a lift, we'd like to thank you with this whittle gift. Love the Discord
crew. Did the Lorax write that? What the fuck?
No, we chopped him down. So this is, we're going to quote unquote thank / curse Jeff Forsey, Holly Hilton, Kelly P, Carol Brake. I'm friends with Kelly. I never know how to say her last name. Pelsnesky. Carol Brake, Tim Steves, Courtney T, Lindsay, Sophie, JD Lowe, Laser, Aaron Kelly, Bonsai.
We met Laser. Laser came to a World News show.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
Laser's
going,
moving to Chicago.
Laser was going to marry one of my younger Jewish daughters.
That's
well.
Yes, that's nice.
Fiddler on the roof, master of the house.
He was named after that.
On the roof, master
Laser,
of the house.
I know a lot of trivia about you. Okay.
But we, yeah, as everyone who's listened knows, we hate stories with holes in them.
I'm going to personally scorn each and every one of them. I'm going to put a specific curse on each of
those.
What's
that thing called in Mean Girls?
Burn book.
No, Cool Mom. That's what I'm...
okay, yeah.
We're going to start being Burn Book. But we are going to use them. So you give us a puzzle book, we use a puzzle book. So every one of these books will be used. You've kept the show going for another 20 episodes. You've kept Aaron and I's insanity no longer.
Yep. And now I am in charge of some of them. It's not just JPC anymore.
I will say that I've never been on the other side of a story with holes. I will also say that on the guessing side, I will say that I've explained the rules to you every time. You have never done the rules right. You insist on just guessing answers instead of asking questions. So I'm very excited to play this game.
Don't forget
this
the answer.
This is going to burn a hole through your heart.
Stories with holes in your hearts. Don't forget the answer always includes and mosquitoes.
And mosquitoes.
Are we ready and for
yes.
the first one?
Yes.
This is volume 4. I will be in charge of volume 4.
Nice.
Rocky and Biff are pulled over by two policemen.
I'm sorry, and Kevin and Kevin.
Hands up. Rocky and Biff were pulled over by two policemen and placed under arrest. Both men were shocked. They had done nothing wrong. As the police cruiser pulled away, the policemen called ahead about their prisoners.
So they were pulled
what's
over?
The question?
I don't know, Adel. I didn't pick these books.
Wait, they're not questions. They're stories.
It's a
story.
Stories.
There's holes in them, so we have to figure out what the hole is. So
are Rocky and Biff, you said?
Oh, I know the answer.
Okay.
If it's Biff, then it's a DeLorean. They were going back in time. They were betting on the
Cubs. That's why I kept the name, so you can have fun with it, huh? Fun, Aunt Erin? Helping you have a little bit of fun?
You're a cool
mom. Are Rocky and Biff people?
Yes.
Are Rocky and Biff in a car?
Yes.
They got pulled over. They didn't do anything wrong. Oh, they're part of that. What was that Stanford prison experiment?
No. No.
Is there something wrong with the car?
Nope.
Is prisoner in this sense meaning like black and white stripes, handcuffs, kind of like old time, like what we think of when we think of jail time?
When did I say prisoner?
You said
about
they called
their
ahead.
Prisoners. Yeah. I did say that at the end. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it like in jail prisoners?
Yeah, but maybe.
Were they calling a police dispatch?
No.
Were they calling a jail?
No.
Prisoners.
Can you read the story one more time?
Yep. Rocky and Biff were pulled over by two policemen and placed under arrest. Both men were shocked. They had done nothing wrong. As the police cruiser pulled away, the policemen called ahead about their prisoners.
When it says both men, is that in reference to the policemen?
Nope. Both men were shocked. Biff, Rocky and Biff.
So they had done nothing. They
wrong.
Just pulled that car over, and then they let them go. But then they called ahead about different prisoners.
Nope. Again, remember what we're reading, and remember how absolutely batshit crazy it is.
Okay, so
shocked has to do electric chair. They were ghosts.
No.
Him's a ghost.
Nope.
Does the gender of the police people matter?
Nope.
Okay.
They were shocked. The
they
shocked,
had done nothing wrong.
Is shocked a big word part of it?
Nope.
Is it Rocky and Biff going to jail?
Nope.
Were they going to do something wrong in the future?
Nope.
Are Rocky and Biff the prisoners?
That's what they say. That's the word they use, but I don't think they're going to jail. They're definitely not going to jail.
Did Rocky and Biff commit a crime?
Nope.
Were Rocky and Biff expected to be at a place?
Yes.
Were they invited to be at this place?
Yes, but
it's a theme party. It's a Halloween party.
It's a
Halloween theme party.
Nope.
Costume party.
It's a
key party.
Fuck party.
No.
Fuck mansion.
Eyes wide shut.
It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
Cops and robbers party.
Nope.
It is a party. They were going to a party.
Yeah, they might not.
It's not Halloween. It's not costume. It's not
surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surprise party.
Oh, so they delayed them.
Yep. So are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rocky and Biff were twins. Their friends had planned a surprise party for them. They had planned to get them to the party by arranging with the police force to pick up the twins. The call ahead by the policeman was to warn the guests at the party that Rocky and Biff were on their way.
And okay. Mosquitoes.
And mosquitoes. Now, this is a common thing with police forces. You can call them and ask them to help you out with your friend's birthday parties. You just call 911.
Well, we're going to see that scene. JPC, you just pulled over Erin. She's done nothing wrong, but you're trying to delay her for a special something.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, I am.
License and registration.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Ma'am, please don't start with the waterworks license and registration.
Here it is.
Sorry,
like,
when she cries, I cry because
ma'am,
we're twins.
Ma'am, no,
we
it's
are
not.
And twins.
And twins.
All right, I'm gonna see the license from both of you. Even though both.
We share a license because we're twins.
Okay, let me see these licenses.
It's one license because we're twins.
Okay. Everything seems to be in order here.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
You both look like Danny DeVito. Do you know why I pulled you over? Do you know why?
I'm trying to cry laughing.
We're crying because we're twins.
It's okay. Do you know why I pulled you over?
We're twins.
No. It's because you were speeding. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to lock both of you up.
Us up.
Well, I'm going to handcuff you.
Where?
To my pole. I'm a stripper cop. I'm a stripper cop.
I'm a stripper cop. I'm the stripper cop.
I'm the Danny DeVito.
Your friends bought you a stripper cop. It's a cop with a car who strips to the street. Bam.
Same.
We are gathered.
I'm a stripper cop.
A stripper would buy a full cop car. Like not even show up at somebody's door dressed as a cop, but buy a cop car to pull people over.
That's like next level cop strippers.
Yeah.
Is if they have
that's
like
an
a
investment.
Full mobile stripping car.
That's when it stops becoming a job and starts becoming a career.
Career, yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Also, I'm so sorry. Can somebody Photoshop the poster of twins to just be two Danny DeVitos?
I think also
because that's the funniest fucking thing. I'm the Danny DeVito, and Erin goes, and I'm the Danny DeVito. Was the funniest thing.
Someone has Photoshopped twins for this podcast before. I think
the twins poster.
I think so, or maybe
we're
it's
a bad
big.
Podcast. Yeah,
it's really a bad
sorry.
Podcast.
Don't waste your time.
Ready?
Yes.
The peeping Tom was observed looking into windows time after time.
Peeping Kevin.
No one reported him to the police, and even when the police did see him, they ignored him.
The residents of the house he was peeping on were dead.
Was the person who was looking in the window supposed to be looking in windows?
No.
Wait, repeat the story. I think I legit know the answer.
Yeah, me too.
Peeping Tom was observed looking into windows time after time. No one reported him to the police. And are you twins? And even when the police did see him, they ignored him.
He's blind.
Is he a window washer?
Not blind. Not a window washer. Great freaking questions. I'm so proud of both of you.
He
was his job did it like cause him to be near windows?
No, sweet JPC.
No? Is this a dog named Peeping Tom?
Ah, pretty close.
Cat?
Yes. Peeping Tom was a tomcat.
Oh.
And mosquitoes.
And twins.
And twins.
JPC, when you do these to us, and there's no other way to phrase that. when you do
when these are
to
done
us,
to you by a third party,
Aaron usually screams. Can we get your frustration out vocally?
Well, I was working in the lab late one night.
When, for listeners who don't know, when JPC gets mad, he sings Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. JPC gets horny, he sings Monster Mash.
I Monster Mash. I'm so sorry I do.
Any emotion above a 7.
You're making me
he
mash.
Did mash.
Guys,
he
I gotta tell you, I was putting together a sad music playlist, and I got like 6 songs into the sad music playlist, and then I put Monster Mash in there as well. And all of the songs are like very sad, and then the monster. Well, I was working in the lab. Oh, I love that.
Here's
sorry.
A challenge. If you are with someone that you've frequently spend the night with, whether that be official or unofficial, I want you to make a Spotify playlist. List number 1 is going to be the song Untitled by D'Angelo off the album Voodoo. Number 2 is going to be Monster Mash.
Number 3 is going to be Monster Mash. And number 4 is going to be Monster Mash.
And the rest of it is going to be every cover of Tainted Love that's ever happened.
what you're going to do is you're going to invite this person over to your place. You're going to light some candles, really set the mood. You're going to put on that playlist. Start to do what you do, and by the time Monster Mash hits, I want you to have video of what the reaction is.
We used to have a brunch playlist that we would put on in my apartment when I lived with Luke, SNL's Luke Knoll, and it was one Jack Johnson song, and then that cut my life in 2 pieces, like 80
Papa
times.
Roach.
Yeah. Papa Roach.
Aaron, can we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah, actually, we need to step away and maybe take a break. These Levi holes have got
us
all.
We'll be back with more holes from holes.
Don't go into the basement.
Stanley Yelnats.
We're just doing laundry. You can come down and chat with us. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
The shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive.
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy is all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We're back!
We're back, baby.
Oh, we are back.
Somebody wants more stories with holes.
It's no,
me.
Nobody does. What?
It's a little boy's ghost.
You know what was so crazy earlier?
What?
Is when you guessed window washer for an answer.
Yeah.
Just listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Brad had washed windows in town for over 20 years.
No fucking way.
When he was seen on his scaffold washing the windows on the fourth floor of the new building on Elm Street, the township relieved Brad of his duties.
Okay.
When he was seen washing the windows on the fourth floor of what was it?
Of the new building on Elm Street.
So the new building didn't have windows in it yet.
Yeah.
He's fucking wasting time.
The windows for the new building had not been put in yet.
And mosquitoes.
Oh, no. That means that means poor Brad has gone insane. I'm washing the windows. And they're like, Brad, calm down, sir, please. But the town will help you.
I like how fancy the town is and all the people's accents in the town.
Yeah, I feel like ever since JPC voiced that button, all his characters, including the tree, have just been like real proper
British.
What's your
button's name?
My button's name is Lord Tennyson Bybutton.
Lord Titties? What did you say?
That's what you got out of that? Yeah, my button's name is Lord Titties. Oh, this is a good show.
What's your button's name?
My button was clearly based on one of the bullets in the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the old cowboy bullet. So his name is probably Rascal.
Your button's name is Blumpkin? That's what you did to me.
Next riddle.
Aaron, what are the names of your characters?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Let me know if you have ideas.
Josh.
Yeah, Josh is the little boy button. And the love interest is called...
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett
Josh Hansen.
Queen Sally had an exquisite meal placed before her. She did not know that her food had been poisoned with enough arsenic to kill her 10 times over. The next day, Queen Sally had a vigorous, enjoyable day. Why call it vigorous?
Oh, yeah, she humping.
Queen Sally had an exquisite meal placed before her. She did not know that her food had been poisoned with enough arsenic to kill her 10 times over. The next day, Queen Sally had a vigorous, enjoyable day.
Did she eat the meal that was poisoned with arsenic?
Queen is dead. Long live the queen. New Queen Sally.
She did not eat the meal.
Why?
Because...
She King Ralphed.
Uncle Buck. Big
she
pancake.
King Ralphed.
One big pancake in the middle of the kitchen.
Shovel.
She did not eat the meal.
Why
that was
didn't she eat it? Because old lace.
Was nope. Was she getting a portrait done of her?
Yeah. Well, can I see a seed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
JPC, you are a very fancy, well-known portrait drawer mm-hmm. in the 17th century.
Gotcha.
And Adel, you are his subject, and you're just like distracted and like making this way harder on him.
Okay, so,
should I sit like this?
It doesn't matter how you sit as long as you sit very still.
Should I tuck my penis to the left or the right?
It won't matter. I'm shooting from the I'm doing from the waist up. So just any way that you sit.
Oh, do a handstand.
Okay, you'd have to keep
from the waist up. Now is just my genitals and legs.
Yes, you'd have to keep that. Is that the portrait you want me to paint?
I fooled you.
Well, yes, a fool me once, shame on me. I can paint you anywhere that you want. It's your dime,
ooh,
as they
can
say.
Can you put anywhere I want? Can you put maybe a black backdrop with lasers?
I'm not sure what lasers are in this regard.
Lasers are a gentleman who's moving to Chicago.
Sure, yes. I imagine I could do something like that. My only request is that you'll see in front of you a lot of food items.
Oh, yes.
Delicious. I can't. Oh, please don't.
Oh,
that's a milkshake.
What is this, mackerel?
No, please don't.
Is this a mackerel milkshake?
It's a mackerel milkshake.
M&M.
Yes, it's a Basomatic Dead Aykroyd sketch.
Basomatic.
But what is laid out in front of you is deadly poisonous, and it has to look this way, but I painted it all with arsenic. So please don't eat anything in front of you.
I ate it all.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh,
you ate the bones?
No, I ate the bones. I ate the bones, KFC.
Wow, this is an amazing portrait.
Yes, unfortunately, the subject died while I was painting it, which is why I drew him as just a skull. Mm-hmm. It's very, kind of very... by the way, my name, Ed Hardy.
And now you know.
Yes, from the 1700s.
So why didn't she eat the meal? She already ate.
She ate the bones.
She was on a diet.
She was allergic to
She was on a diet?
That's true. That's what the real answer is.
And mosquitoes.
She was on a diet? We were on a break. Friends.
Kevin is more excited by the down part of his life than the up part. This is perfectly understandable.
Professional seesaw.
Kevin?
Holy crap.
That's it? That's the answer?
Mm-hmm.
He's more excited about the down part than the up part. He's a skydiver.
I know we just did a scene, but you two are practicing for the Seesaw Olympics.
Great,
and
you're a coach.
You're a coach, yeah.
Coach, yeah. We got to beat Greece.
They are the best seesaws.
Oh, we gotta beat Greece.
In Europe.
We have to be a team, okay?
All right, you know what you need to do? Wait, balance. You gotta be balanced. I need you to wear a really heavy hat. I need you to think light.
Coach, that's never...
Fuck you.
You're 6 feet. He's
I'm the Danny DeVito
feet.
Of this group.
In personality, not in build.
Uh-huh.
He's the Danny DeVito of this group in build, not in personality.
Yeah. We're polar opposites in those regards.
Yeah, I live in the North Pole and he lives in the South Pole.
Tell me, fellas, when you're at a bar, tell people you're a professional CSAR. Do women like that?
Yeah, I say my job comes with a lot of ups and downs.
I just say I work in sports.
I tell girls I'm going to make them full crumb.
Kevin is more excited by the down part of his life than the up part. This is perfectly
stock market.
Understandable. No.
Down part. Oh, it's got to be like pillows. He makes goose pillows.
Yeah, nope. Down.
Comforters.
It's definitely direction.
How to get down from
not
the
like
elephant.
South. He's
It's not like pillows.
He flies planes, but he hates taking off. He loves landing.
This is the book that is painful.
Does he make an item for sale?
Nope.
Is this in relation to Kevin's job?
Yes.
Does he land planes?
No.
Does it have to do with falling?
You're thinking right. Yeah, you're thinking correctly.
Bungee cord instructor.
No, you're thinking correctly.
Does it involve parachuting?
No.
Does
it's
it
not
diving,
really, it's
diving,
nothing exciting.
Scuba diving.
It's way more common.
Does it involve
like
jumping
boring.
Out of something?
Nope.
No.
More common.
It's very like daily.
Jackhammer.
Does he dig?
Nope.
Sewer goes underground.
No.
Nope. Construction.
He must be a little claustrophobic at his job, I can imagine.
Does it involve him going under the earth?
Maybe into a basement.
Maybe into
does
basement.
Does he make basements?
No, he doesn't make basements.
Plumber.
No.
Laundry. Repairman for when you put a dog in the dryer.
No.
Okay.
He definitely has some up parts, too.
Ella, do you need to see a scene? You are doing an ad for a repairman who exclusively fixes dryers that people have put big fluffy dogs into.
Has this ever happened to you? Oh, my dog's all wet. Let me put him in this machine. We'll make him tumble until he's dry. Now he's dead. Has that happened to you? Did I say that already? Think I did. Come on down to Marco's Dead Dogs store, and we'll fix that dog. Cut him open. Take those organs and give them to a small kid who needs organs.
Okay, cut.
Have you ever broke?
Okay, cut. Hey, Marco?
Yeah?
I know that you're just riffing here. You're going off the script, but you are a dryer repair shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a dryer repair shop?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Marco, you can't wash these windows. The windows aren't actually
I can't tell my wife.
See? Okay.
There's some highs in this job.
Oh, professional pot smoker.
Mm-mm. But Lowe's.
Lowe's. Oh, he works at a Lowe's.
No, when the down parts of his job means he gets to leave for the day.
Oh, is this a mine?
No, because he probably has ups and downs all day, but to...
Downtime.
Is he an elevator operator?
He is.
And that's a job still?
I guess so.
Is he droopy?
Okay, I want to see a scene. Adel, you are going to play... You're going to be playing a man who gets onto an elevator. Aaron, you are going to be playing an elevator operator. It is unclear if you work for this building.
Great.
Oh, can you hold that, please?
Yes. I'm definitely not a ghost.
What?
Nothing.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It's a joke.
Are you wearing flour?
Am I?
You've covered yourself head to toe in flour.
I love to bake. What year were you born?
100
years
old. I didn't say 100 years old. 100 years after you.
I didn't say anything.
You what? I'm going to the 48th floor.
48th floor.
Mm-hmm.
That
hey, you got
two,
a big hole in the middle of your body.
Do I?
Yeah, what's that about?
I fell. You know what? I fell earlier.
Oh, in this elevator?
Mm-hmm.
What put the hole in you?
A great joke just blew right through me. Anyways, 48th floor. That's a nice floor. You get a view of the lake. Get to see the lake from that floor.
Okay, we're landlocked.
Oh, yeah. I forget that I can see things. Oh, I guess I'm a ghost.
What's your name again? I didn't catch it.
Reginald Ghost.
Your name is Reginald Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Reginald P. Ghost.
And you said you're not a ghost?
Definitely not a ghost.
So you have a different last name?
That's
you married into the ghosts?
I married into married in ghost family. I'm a ghost.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know that my name is Peter Venkman, and the equipment I have on my back is a very special type of equipment. So you've heard of me.
I got to go through this wall.
Oh, Boston makes me feel good.
Boston makes me feel
Boston
good.
Boston makes me feel good. I want to make a scene.
Oh, my God. This is the scene episode.
I was just saying I want to make a scene.
That's funny.
I want to make a scene.
All right. We're going to start wrapping it up. This might be the last
start
one.
Start wrapping
is
it up.
Definitely the worst one I've read today. The blistering storm for...
What?
You're reading from the romance novel you're writing? Okay, yeah, we got to see a scene. Like, Aaron's going to read from her romance novel that she wrote under her pseudonym, Karen Eve.
Everybody kept their pants on. They also kept their socks on. There's light kissing on the forehead, but no other funny business. But the room started to get hotter, so they opened a window. JPC and Ada looked into each other's eyes, Mom, knowing that there wouldn't be... Yep.
Mom, can we go to sleep?
Nope, knowing that there wouldn't be any other funny business. JPC took one sock off, but just as a joke.
Mom?
What?
Mom? Can we stay with Uncle JP Riddles?
Are you kidding? You want to stay with JP Riddles? All right, you know, I'm going to give him a call.
He doesn't have a phone.
He doesn't have
a phone. He just has that tin can connected to a goat.
I'm calling it. Ready? JP Riddles.
Move over, goat. Get out of here. You take too much of my salmon. I said half the salmon. You took more than half.
JP.
Hold on.
It's your sister.
I don't have a sister.
You have a sister.
I don't have a damn sister.
We're twins.
All right, Molly, what do you want?
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah?
The kids want to stay with you for a spell. Can they stay with you?
Hey, by the way, those peanuts that you gave me, I tried eating them. They were comics, Molly. I'm hungry.
Every time I send you something,
and my home's wet.
It's raining outside, and you live outside.
We cut to the home of Charles Schultz as the doorbell rings. Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Yeah, I got a complaint.
Yes?
I tried
to... Do you think Lionel is too funny?
What?
You think, like, Lionel is too funny?
I think Lionel is too funny?
Peppermint Patty. Sorry, my wife's a teacher.
Scene.
I killed it just then.
Sorry, my wife's a teacher.
Okay. The blistering storm first... I can't talk today.
It's
hard. The blistering storm forced Kristen to deal with the effects of the cyclone.
Is the cyclone a movie?
The blistering... No. What was it?
The blistering storm forced Kristen to deal with the effects of the cyclone.
Cyclone is the roller coaster she went on at Cedar Point.
No.
Is Cyclone an amusement park ride?
No.
Is Cyclone like a tornado?
No.
Is Cyclone a new X-Men?
No.
Blistering storm.
Is Storm an X-Men?
Mm-mm.
It
is not a real storm.
Okay. It is not a real storm. The blistering storm
is on TV.
Is it trance music?
No.
Is it Delirious Tremens?
Is it Sandstorm by Darude?
Hold on. You're going to... Everybody stop. Pull up your Spotify playlist. You're going to play Untitled by D'Angelo off the album Voodoo. You're going to play Monster Mash. You're going to play Darude Sandstorm.
You're going to play every version of Tainted Love you can find.
Oh,
man, that's
great. I want everyone to tweet me today a version of Tainted Love that you think no one else has sent me.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Ready?
Yes. It's a blistering storm.
Yeah.
Is it a metaphorical storm?
Sort of, yeah. It's definitely someone being hyperbolic about
something
emotions,
they're seeing.
Like
a sadness?
Is it a stormtrooper?
Yeah, the storm is definitely an emotion.
Stormtrooper has blisters.
What's the cyclone?
Is it in a glass case of emotion, Anchorman?
No. You're never going to get this.
Cyclone. We'll get it.
Is it an exercise bike?
It's like something...
Is it a bike clone?
No. So the storm is someone's emotions, and the cyclone is something, is Kristen's fault.
Cyclone. Did she, like, shake up a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi? No.
Whose emotions could be the storm?
Kristen's?
Nope. Someone else's.
Is it her ex-husband?
Nope.
Is it her partner?
No. Nope.
Does she know the person?
Yes.
Are they related?
Yes.
They are related. Is it a parent?
Yes.
Okay, it's a mom.
Yep.
And the cyclone is...
the blistering storm, the mom's emotion.
A mom's emotion.
Forced.
Kristen to...
Deal with the effects of...
The cyclone.
And the cyclone is something that she did.
Is it washing machine?
Nope.
Is it a blender?
Dead dog.
What happens when a cyclone hits something?
Dead. Wet. Everything's wet.
Everything gets wet.
No, but also everything...
Goes down.
And gets all messed up.
Yep, gets all messed up.
So, Kristen threw the party, and her mom got mad.
Specific.
You're moving with your uncle and auntie in Bel Air.
She has to clean up her room. Kristen was a teenager whose room looked like a cyclone had hit it. Her mother's stormy anger encouraged Kristen to clean her room.
Oh, God. So this is just another example of moms making teens clean their frickin' rooms. And in that regard, I'd like to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Adel, you are going to play a teen who has the messiest room in all of the town. And Aaron, you are that teen's mom.
Hey!
What?
Hey, honey?
What?
You gotta clean your room or you're gonna have to read Mom's romance novels.
Fuck no.
Clean your room or you're gonna know what makes Mom horny, honey.
I need all this stuff. I know what makes you horny. Puzzies.
I'm gonna drop.
Mama horny for puzzies.
I'm gonna drop a book of my romance, sexy romance novels off at your school and make sure everyone knows I'm your mom.
Fine, I'll throw out two of the dead dogs.
No.
I need the rest.
No.
I need the rest.
Throw it all out.
I sleep next to them.
No.
Throw out all my dead dogs, Mom.
Rip down that poster on your wall with the two Danny DeVitos.
There's a hole behind it that leads outside of this prison.
You're being mean.
Warden.
Fine, here I go, dropping the books off at school. Everyone's gonna know how horny I am for people who wear socks and pants.
Mom, don't.
Here I go from
don't.
Room.
Mom.
Here I go, goodbye.
Mom, wait. I'll do it.
They kept on their pants and their socks. I'm reading it to you.
Wow. And that was a special guest, kids. Let's give her a round of applause. Any questions for Molly here?
Yeah, does she know what sex is?
Molly, that's a great question. Do you know what sex is?
It's when people fall asleep on just like a carpeted floor watching the movie Ice Princess.
Hmm.
Oh, I feel sad for this lady.
Yeah, we all do. That's why we invited her to the school.
And scene. anything to plug, my dear, dear friends?
You want to check out our Patreon. That's going to be at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We can... For $5, I guess we can make a sweet little deal where you get new episodes every Friday. You can join the Clue Crew. You're going to get basically hour-long episodes that are not this, but similar. So three of us doing all kinds of fun stuff. And you're going to want that in your life. So check that out. It's only $5 a month. We got a big back catalog.
Oh, I'm Erin Keefe. I'm the one who is talking a lot in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you can follow me, ErinKeefe10 on Instagram to find out about my shows. And also, if you ever want two free tickets to World News Tonight or any other show I'm in, I'm the one who gives out comps to shows. So message me on Instagram. Not Twitter. I probably won't see it on Twitter.
Yes, the comp princess.
The comp princess.
Who sprinkles comps with a little comp wand.
We don't want to start with my comps.
You can follow me at JPSoFly on Twitter. You can follow me at Shork Berkman.
Which is your Swedish handle.
My Swedish handle. This is my Swedish handle. Glug, glug, glug. I'm drunk.
Nice.
The Swedes. On Instagram. And then, you know, that's the best place to see pictures of my dog or just to learn what I'm going up to.
And Erin, I don't know if you know this, but in one of the alternate versions of Tainted Love,
mm-hmm.
They sing about a certain planet.
Jupiter.
Die forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rifai. Starring Erin Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.